I would like to also extend Christian greetings to each one that's here this morning. There was a church sign that once read, "What if God were only as committed to you as you are to Him?" I'll read it again. What if God were only as committed to you as you are to Him? And what got me thinking about this, I just seen a church sign up from where we live, and it says, I didn't write it down, but the gist of it was, be aware of the high cost of low living. So I didn't want to necessarily look at it from a negative aspect this morning, so I was made aware of this church sign, and I thought this one was a little bit more down the alley of what I wanted to look at this morning. This is a sobering question that deserves our attention because our natural tendency is to take God for granted. For a Bible reading this morning, I'd like to read from Daniel 1. I'd like to just look at one little aspect of Daniel's life and see how he was committed. Daniel 1, starting at verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learnings and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Ananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah, Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs, and the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel unto Melzar, whom the princes of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fair and fatter in flesh than all the children that which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said, he shall bring them in, and the princes of eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king commanded that with them, communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first day of King Cyrus. So we see that Daniel purposed in his heart to do God's will, no matter what the consequences. When Daniel made that commitment to God, he apparently gave no consideration to unfaithfulness. Also, Daniel did not wait to make his decision until he heard what the king had in mind. Rather, he determined to be faithful regardless of the king's orders. We also see in these verses that he made his needs known. He didn't just kind of try to do it on his own. He asked. Daniel was willing to be put on trial for God's sake, as shown by the words, "Prove thy servants." What would people say if they examined our lives? Would they find us fair and fatter in our spiritual and vital vitality and wisdom? Daniel had such a countenance because he was surrendered to God and did not wait to decide until the king made a decree. At the end of the trial, Daniel and his three friends were 10 times wiser than the king's other servants. So right there is the lesson I'd like each one of us to take from this story, that he made a commitment long before, just looking at some of the aspects of this story that aren't really stated in major detail, is the fact that these individuals were brought into a different country, and it was Nebuchadnezzar's goal to make them be like them. And because of their commitment, they were able to stand strong through that, even though they were being transitioned into a different culture. We live in a society where commitments are cheap. Marriage unions are easily broken. Contracts are disannulled. Civil laws are disregarded. But let's remember that God's laws are still binding. Only those with the purpose of Daniel, shall inherit God's kingdom. Will our commitment put us among them? So with these thoughts, let's kneel for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful for this special opportunity to be gathered together in this way. Help us to be open and receptive to hear what you would have us to hear today. Help us to take the truths and apply them to our lives. Help us to always be committed to serve you and to follow through with you to the end, as long as you would give us life and breath. Pray for those that will be leading out today. Give them wisdom and clarity of thought as they break the bread of life to us. Again, help us to have open hearts to hear what you would have for us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.